Welcome to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham. If you have a comment, email it to me, box13 at greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/radiodetectives. Today's program is brought to you in part by the financial support of our listeners. You can support the show on a one-time basis, support.greatdetectives.net. Use the Zelle app to send a box13 at greatdetectives.net or by mail to Adam Graham, P.O. Box 15913, Boise, Idaho, 83715. Well, now we're going to get into today's episode of The Man Called X. The original air date on this one is December the 14th, 1947. And the title of this one is Delta Concerto.
Frigidaire presents Herbert Marshall as The Man Called X. Wherever there is mystery, intrigue, romance, in all the strange and dangerous places of the world, there you will find The Man Called X. And now Frigidaire presents Herbert Marshall as Ken Thurston, The Man Called X.
But my work at Paraquito has been done well, just as you wished. Everything is ready, you must believe me. Why do you not answer? Why do you just sit there listening to that horrible phonograph music?
My dear Florio, that music happens to be the most beautiful ever written. Wagner's Tristan und Isolde. As for your doing your work well at Paraquito, I am much more interested in your work at Bogota.
Bogota?
Ah, you seem frightened. Could it be perhaps because in Bogota you were then speaking to Ken Thurston?
No, what you are thinking is not right. What I have done for you in Paraquito proves this.
It merely proves that you are a fool to try to double-cross me. As you know, I dislike fools.
But you are wrong. This man Thurston, I merely spoke to him in order to... My gun. No, please, listen to me. No, no, you can't kill me. You can't. Mercy, I beg of you, mercy.
Ah, Tristan und Isolde. Beautiful, beautiful. Someday, perhaps, Mr. Thurston shall listen to it also. Yes, to my beautiful.
Ahead of schedule, Ken. Things must be going all right down in Bogota.
The Pan-American Conference will open there in 2 weeks, if that's what you mean, Chief.
How does it look, Ken? Do you think it'll do a job?
Oh, it's got to. The United States has worked a long time to give all the Americans a crack at freedom and prosperity.
And now that work's going to pay off.
Unless Paraquito pulls out of the conference.
Pulls out? But it's one of the key countries in Central America. The whole conference could go to pot. Why would she do a thing like that?
Because there's been a flood of anti-American propaganda down there. Ever since the Olson Fruit Company of New Orleans ran out on its, believe it or not, banana contract.
Oh, what have bananas got to do with it?
They're the mainstay of that country's exports. Right now, just rotting away on the docks. And the people are plenty worked up. There's no telling where it may all end.
But, Jen, that's only a local business affair.
That isn't what Senor Florio told me a couple of weeks ago at Bogota.
Florio? Paraquito's representative to the conference?
Yeah, he said he had information that could stop the conference from blowing up. He wanted to sell it to me.
Sell it?
Didn't hear from him again. Then, today, I saw this at Lighton in the newspaper.
Oh, let's see. Paraquito diplomat murdered. Ken.
Yeah.
The body of Senor Arturo Florio of Paraquito was recovered today from Lake Pontchartrain in New Orleans.
Two bullets in.
You think this is only a local business matter, Chief?
Suppose you tell me, Ken. From Paraquito.
Suppose I tell you from New Orleans. Hiya, Bard. That ship loading for the Olson Fruit Company?
Yeah, that's right, mate. The Escondido sails for Paraquito at dawn.
Uh-huh. How you fix for hands?
My name's Hurley, not Olson, mate. I'm only boss stevedore around here. You'll have to ask the big boss about that. Try the office over there.
Thanks, Hurley, I will.
Good luck, mate. You! Hey, look out! The cargo truck!
What did you watch while you were walking, you idiot?
Well...
What do you think these piers are, an amusement park? We've got no time for sightseers around here.
Running them down's a pretty drastic way to get rid of them.
Meet the boss of our outfit, mate. Miss Zora Olson. He's looking for a job, Zora.
Is he? Well, the answer is no.
I wonder.
What do you mean, you wonder?
I was recommended by Arturo Florio.
Listen, mister, I got no time. Arturo Florio?
Yeah. Mutual friend, wasn't he?
Let's swap this over in my office.
I'm glad to. Thanks again, Hurley.
Forget it, mate. See you around.
All right, mister, let's forget the double talk. What do you have?
Information about Arturo Florio.
What kind of information?
The kind that will tell me why he was murdered.
Why should I know anything about it?
That's my next question.
All I know about Florio, I read in the papers.
Maybe you read about the Pan American Conference, too.
Maybe I did. Maybe you read the signs on the wharf about trespassing. It can be dangerous around here for meddling strangers.
I found that out when you almost ran me down. But that was an accident, of course, wasn't it?
What do you think? Goodbye, mister. You know the way out.
Sure. When you decide to change that story about Florio, call me at the Hotel Strand. Ken Thurston's the name.
I won't be changing my story, Thurston.
That diplomat's dispatch case on the filing cabinet gives me a hunch you will.
Dispatch case?
Yeah. With the initials AF on it. Could stand for Arturo Florio, couldn't it?
I don't know anything about that dispatch case, Thurston.
Oh, of course not. How could you? You want to know what you read in the papers. Good day, Miss Olson.
Clerk? Oh, Mr. Thurston. Why, yes, sir. Miss Zora Olson called the hotel for you just a few minutes ago.
Oh?
She wants you to meet her as soon as possible at a supper club on North Rampart Street. Quite an intimate place called La Lune d'Argent.
All right. Anything else?
Yes, sir. Senor Malo Manzana has been trying to reach you all afternoon.
Manzana? Well, who's he?
Quite a wealthy banana king, I understand, from what he's... Oh, there he is now, coming across the lobby.
Across the world. Oh, no.
Ah, Senor Thurston, mi amigo friend. Como esta usted? What have you?
Hey, Gonzalesman, what are you doing in New Orleans?
Looking for you, of course.
Tell me, what's this Senor Malo Manzana routine?
Oh, that. A cute Creole chrysanthemum calls me that. It's her pet name for me. Oh, how that baby loves me.
Sure, naturally.
Well, Mr. Thurston, now that we're back together
hey,
again...
Hey, I'm not interested.
But,
I don't care how you got here, what you intend to do for me.
But,
and one thing's sure, you're not going to make your living off me.
But...
You better check up on how much that girl really loves you.
Huh?
Malo Manzana in Spanish means bad apple. So long, Pagan.
But, Mr. Thurston! Such ungratitude. Sometimes I wonder why I let him keep associating with me. If it wasn't for the money, I'd quit. The money. That, what am I waiting for? Hello? This is Senor Manzana. Yes. Mr. Ken Thurston is at the Hotel Strand. Got it? Yes. And he's meeting a cookie named Miss Olson at the lunch club. Oh, the Looney D'Argent or something. You're welcome, but don't forget the check. Ha, not bad, not bad. Let's see. That should make my profit about... Hey, what if you don't send the check? It's a funny guy, anyway. Always playing that funny music. Ooh, I should have known better than to trust that lisping crook.
Bonsoir, monsieur. Welcome to La Lune d'Argent. You have a reservation?
Yeah, I think I have, yes, sir. Miss Zora Olson's expecting me.
Mademoiselle Olson, mais oui. You are Monsieur Thurston.
That's right.
This way, please. Our private dining rooms are over here. You'll find this very convenient, monsieur. The same service as the main dining room, yet très intime. Entrez, s'il vous plaît.
Thanks. Well.
Hello, mate.
Didn't know you were joining our little party, Hurley.
Sure thing, mate. Come in. Don't be bashful. Or you need some help from Henri.
Okay, Hurley, I'm listening.
I'll make it short and sweet, Thurston. I just got back from Bogota. I was shadowing Arturo Florio.
Oh, that could explain a lot of things.
Could it?
Yeah. His murder, for instance. You saw him talking to me and didn't want him to spill what he knew about Parakeeto.
Yeah. Florio tried a double cross, so he got it.
All right. What's that got to do with this party tonight?
I'll let the boss answer that. Ken Thurston's here, boss. What'll we do with him?
Ah, excellent, my dear Hurley. Excellent. Ask him to come in. I have a recording of Tristan and Isolde I would like him to listen to. Yes. Just as Arturo Florio listened to it not so many days ago.
Now to continue with Frigidaire's Man Called X, starring Herbert Marshall. In an intimate supper club in New Orleans' North Rampart Street, laughing couples sway to the rhythms of a Dixieland band. But in one of its private dining rooms, while a phonograph plays music from Tristan and Isolde, Ken Thurston, a gun held at his back, faces a smiling, lisping killer.
So you have come to visit me at last, Mr. X. Our meeting has been long overdue. Oh, but then perhaps you need an introduction to your host.
That won't be necessary. That lisp of yours, the Wagnerian music, they're enough. That was quite a record collection of yours that I found near Bepka's garden.
Ah, my beautiful records. It was like tearing the heart out of my body to leave them behind.
Yes. You were in a hurry. But you did a good job of getting away. The War Crimes Commission is still looking for you, Herr Brunig.
Quite so. However, you will not be the one to inform them of my whereabouts. Hurley!
Right here, boss.
I'm sorry, miss, but I can't tell you anything about Mr. Thurston. We give out no information concerning our guests.
If your memory needs a little oiling, maybe this will.
Sorry, that won't help you in the least.
Pardon me, my petite senorita. Did I hear you inquiring about Mr. Thurston?
Yes, that's right.
Well, it's quite possible that I could help you find him. However, I... my memory, you understand.
I see. Here. How's your memory now?
Imagine that. Everything is coming back to me.
All right, let's have it. Where is he?
I don't know for certain, you understand, but I wouldn't be a bit surprised if he'd gone to a nightclub. Something to do with the loons. He's meeting a Miss Olson. Don't have to tell you any more, of course.
That's right, you don't. I'm Zora Olson.
Well, how do you do? I'm very pleased. Zora Olson?
And I wasn't meeting him anywhere tonight, but thanks for your information anyway.
But I didn't give you any. I didn't tell you nothing about Mr. Thurston.
You told me just what I wanted to know about Mr. Thurston.
Mr. Thurston, are you? Mr. Thurston.
Oh, it's so dark in here, right?
Mr. Thurston, can you hear me?
The dead could hear you, Pagan.
Yo! Mr. Thurston, why do you do things like this, yelling at people at dark warehouses?
What are you doing here, Pagan?
Delivering a telegram.
Your what?
Oh, from the chief. Came to the hotel, so I went to that loony club to give it to you. I saw you, your two pals carry you out. Boy, what a party. Passed out cold, eh, Mr. Rex?
So that's why you followed me here to the Olsen warehouse.
Sure. But where are your two friends?
Well, they parked me here while they checked up on something aboard the fruit ship, Escondido. But they'll be back. That's why I'm waiting.
I wouldn't have nothing more to do with them. Such no good. Particularly that fellow with the lift.
You know him, Pedro?
Oh, sure. He's that guy I told you. But oops.
Yeah, I should have known. Now, let's have that telegram.
Oh, right here. How can you read it? In the... Oh, flashlight, hell.
So that's what the chief is up to. Good. Pagan, you're going back to the hotel with a message for him.
I am? Well, what are you going to do?
Take a vacation. Huh? A sea voyage aboard a banana boat. Bound for Parakeeto. Yours, Honor.
Ken Thurston.
Taking a last-minute inventory of the supplies you're shipping to Parakeeto. Pretty strange cargo for a fruit ship. Hand grenades, machine gun ammunition. This case has rifles in it. Not one TNT. How'd you explain that, Zora?
You're hardly in a position to demand answers, Thurston, or hadn't you noticed?
Oh, sure. A Luger, isn't it?
Yes. So suppose you give me an explanation.
It only takes one word. Revolution. It's a classic pattern, Zora. The big lie, fear, munitions.
Very interesting.
Look, someone spreads anti-American propaganda around Parakeeto and the canceled fruit contracts, eh? Well, that gives people the fear of hunger. On top of that, you're shipping munitions down there for a crack at their government because it's pro-American.
It's a pretty picture, Thurston. But one thing's missing. Who?
Could be you, Zora, or Brunig. Or both together.
That's a little vague. Maybe you'd better stay here a while and figure it out exactly.
Going somewhere?
That's right. You get a little help in taking care of you properly. Make yourself comfortable. You happen to have a prayer book handy. That lantern will give you the light to read by. See you later, Mr. X.
Well,
quite a little spitfire, isn't she, my friend?
Hello, Brunig. When'd you come in?
Oh, we have been here for quite a while, eh, Hurley?
Long enough to learn what we wanted to learn.
Exactly. I'm afraid we'll have to get rid of our partner, Hurley. The lovely Thor is too inquisitive.
Partner? How'd you ever muscle into the Olsen outfit, Brunig?
I persuaded her father to sell me a half interest about a year ago. Unfortunately, the poor man died shortly thereafter.
Accidentally, of course.
Of course. Well, my dear friend, we were going to question you, but since we have heard the extent of your knowledge concerning us, Hurley?
Sure, I'm ready.
Excellent. Goodbye, Thurston. Unfortunately, we cannot feed you on your way with appropriate music.
Too bad, but at least let me supply you with light.
Put down that lantern!
I'll get him!
Hurley, did you get him?
I can't see, it's too dark in
Why
here.
Why didn't you shoot before I threw that lantern? Hurley, the fire!
You're out from the lantern, it's burning in those crates.
The ammunition, if the fire gets to me, do something, you idiot, do something!
Going somewhere, mister?
Who? Oh, it's only you, Miss Olsen.
What are you doing down here at the docks?
Oh, I just finished delivering a message for Mr. Thurston, and I thought I'd come back here and join him.
You'll have your troubles. He's locked in the cargo hold of that ship.
Huh? What's he doing there?
Waiting for the police to arrive and take care... Look! The ship!
Hey! It's on fire!
Come on, we've got to do something! Oh, it's too late! Come on! Oh, no.
A mistake, Mr. X, in allowing me to escape when you blew open that bulkhead door.
Yeah. You would have used the grenade on me first.
Quite true, Thurston. But you were too soft to do that, weren't you? Well, you see the result. Here you lie bound, hand and foot at La Lune d'Argent.
Still figuring on becoming a little dictator in Parakeeto, Brunig?
Why not? It will make a good beginning. There's no limit for one who knows how to employ the big lie. And the power of force.
You're wrong, Brunig. You're up against something too tough, even for that. You're up against people everywhere who want nothing but freedom and peace.
Give me the guns and you can have your cheap democratic idealism. Well, no need to alarm my patrons with the sound of shots. I'm certain you will not mind if I turn up the volume. I once said that someday you would listen as Arturo Florio listens. Well, that time has come. Goodbye, my friend.
Ken, you all right?
I'll do, Chief. Next time, though, don't you wait so long. I was beginning to think you couldn't get my message.
What kind of a talk is this? Didn't I tell you you could always depend on Herzlschmidt? He was already at the hotel when I got there, so I told him what you told me to tell him.
Now I believe in miracles. What about Brunig?
Dead, Ken.
So you're here too, Zora?
Yes, I came back with Pagan after the explosion.
You got things straight now?
I think so. I'd suspected him ever since my father's death, and then when you showed up, I got the idea you were working with him.
Sorry, Ken.
That's all right, Sylvia. We can talk it over in private sometime.
Yeah, there you are, Ken. Ropes are cut.
Thanks, Chief. Well, Bruni, your dreams of dictatorship are gone. The way all dreams are that finally wind up. As for your plans, well, the biggest lie of all is the one that says men can't live together as brothers in one world. That's one lie we've got to destroy. Before it destroys all of us.
Frigidaire star, Herbert Marshall.
Thanks for being with us. Next week, a very, very special story, and one I honestly believe you'll find quite hard to forget. Of course, as usual, Leon Belasque will be along as Pagon Zelschman. So be sure to join us, won't you, when next I return as the man called X. Good night.
Frigidaire's Man Called X is directed by Jack Johnstone, with music composed and conducted by Johnny Green. Tonight's story was written by Sidney Marshall. So until next week, same time, same station, this is Wendell Niles speaking for Frigidaire, made only by General Motors. All characters and incidents used on this program are fictitious. Any resemblance to actual persons or incidents is purely coincidental. Remember, every Sunday night brings you two popular dramatic shows on CBS, The Man Called X and The Adventures of Sam Spade. Yes, for the best in entertainment, tune in and stay tuned in to CBS, the biggest show in town. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting Center.
Welcome back. Well, regarding this week's villain, all I can really say is horrible human being, but a pretty good taste in music. All right, well, I do want to go ahead and thank our Patreon supporter of the day. And today I want to go ahead and thank Peter, Patreon supporter since April, currently supporting us at the Shamus level of $4 or more per month. Thank you so much for your support. Join us back tomorrow for Mystery is My Hobby, and then coming up this Saturday, we'll be bringing you T-Man, and then next Wednesday, another episode of The Man Called X. In the meantime, send your comments to box13 at greatdetectives.net, follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives, and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/radiodetectives. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham, signing off.